Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
When that black moon hangs and the swamp overflows, they'll start the swamp and they moan so low. There's something strange going on. There's something strange going on. Something tonight isn't right in Kelly.
That's a classmate of Bob Muscovitz's from Coon Rapids High School, Dave J. Palak, with the very eerie Kelly Swamp. That's off a CD titled Roads. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 Thief River Falls. We have a lot of people listening tonight. And another comment here. Let's see what this is. Doug Milloway says, what does Doug say? I guess that might have been an old post. Sorry about that. If you don't know who Doug is, he is a very accomplished musician, has a studio down in Avon, Minnesota, and he performs as Virgil Trucker along with Jake Breaking in a group called Breakaway. We play their music quite often here on Minnesota Homebrew. I told you a little while ago about, or I mentioned that Captain Carl, a troubadour who plays with Great Uncle Helmer, a group from Wisconsin and Minnesota, does solo work, also sings barbershop quartet and in the Indian Head Chorus over there in Polk County, Wisconsin. On his website, CaptainCarl.com, and that's K's, CaptainCarl.com, he has a challenge on there. It's called his Garbage Project. And he says, over 50 artists and bands have recorded their version of my poem or song, Garbage. Now it's your turn to show the world your own take on this song. It's all in the spirit of playful cooperation. No hidden charges, no rights are signed away. This is a chance to see what other musicians from around the world are doing with a simple tune. Here's what one fella did with it, and he's got a video on there. And he said that you can change or add words, so yours truly took it on. The original lyrics are, I got so hungry last night that I started eating garbage. I was feeling just fine, but then my head came undone, so I threw it away. Now it's lying in the garbage. Not great poetry. Carl's an English teacher, so he would agree. But yours truly recorded something in the studio, and here's what it sounds like. Well, nothing appears to be working there, but I should add that that moment of silence was sponsored by Kezar Music here in downtown Thief River Falls. Let's go with Big Ditch Road here, tune titled Ghosts on Homebrew.
We go out, the ghosts in my house. That's Big Ditch Road featuring St. Hilaire, Minnesota native, and that's a little town just 7 miles south of here, Darren Wold. Big Ditch Road is no longer together, but when they were an indie jazz rock group from Minneapolis and put together at least one CD, and that was titled Suicide Note Readers something. Chops off there. Well, I'm sorry about not playing the garbage song. What happens here is every time somebody posts something on Facebook, there's that little blip that comes over the computer. And in order to not have that heard through the radio over the airwaves, I have to mute the speaker on that computer. So that's what was wrong. So now I have it unmuted. We're going to play my contribution to the garbage song written by Captain Carl. And a melody by yours truly. By golly, things just aren't working for me tonight. Oh, well. There must be a ghost in the machine. Earlier, we played a Great Uncle Helmer song. We're going to do another one. This is quite appropriately titled, I'm Dead. From his Old Man Will Travel CD, here's Uncle Helmer again with I'm Dead.
I once knew a man who had a bullet in his brain. He was shot by a friend of a friend, point blank and at close range. He woke up 8 days later, half dead but still alive, in a daze and a hospital bed, with the blood still in his eyes. He was trying to help his buddy fix his car, and then that bullet tore inside his head and his world came to an end. In that moment he forgot more than he'd ever known, but he learned it all again till he had it in his bones. Now he'll never be the same, no matter how he tries. His heart was changed forever, and his vision has new eyes. He was trying to help his buddy fix his car, and then that bullet tore inside his head, and his world came to I once knew a man who had a bullet in his brain. He was shot by a friend of a friend, point blank and at close range. He woke up 8 days later, half dead but still alive, in a daze and a hospital bed, with the blood still in his eyes. In a daze and a hospital bed, with the blood still in his eyes.
Pacifiers seem to bounce right off me or stick to me, adding to the hay. satisfies me for very long. Friends I take for granted, typical comforts I've got just enough that I feel guilty if I feel bad. Booze and violent blues guitar is all that really gets to me, and I can't.
As I announced, that was I'm Dead by Great Uncle Helmer. However, Tony Wentersdorf slipped in there before that with a song called Bullet in the Brain. I once had a chance to sit down in Nashville with a guy named Dennis Morgan, famous for writing songs like Smoky Mountain Rain, I Wouldn't Have Missed It for the World, Nobody, on and on and on. And one thing he told me, like a whole bunch of things in the 2 hours that he talked and I listened, and he said, your titles, you don't want common titles. You want them to jump out at you. They're just like you want instrumental and lyrical hooks in the song. You want a good hook on the title, too. Well, I'm Dead is a good title. Say, folks, if you want to know more about a wonderful organization, the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, based out of the Twin Cities, but open to members from all over the country. I think we have members in like 7 different states, people who either grew up in Minnesota or now moved to Minnesota, transplants, if you will. I'm one of those. Just go to mnsongwriters.org, learn all about it. You don't have to commit yourself. You can come to a meeting or two and see what you think. And there's videos on there of a project that we have going called Minnesingers, which is a video project we tape at a studio in the north suburbs. And if you join, you can get in on that too. And then those individual performances are put on a DVD. We do one every month, and we have it marketed out to various radio stations and cable TV stations throughout the country. And right now we have a project going on where everybody's calling around. And presently those Minnesingers segments are available to over 3 million. There's a viewership of 3 million that could see those. So a wonderful opportunity for you. Get in on it, mnsongwriters.org. Here's the Erickson's, Bethany and Jennifer with Monster on MHB.
It's called Monster.
Don't be alarmed. don't be alarmed. Cause you will hear it like a symphony playing round and round in your mind.
That's five recent high school graduates from St. Paul, Minnesota. As sophomores, they began playing small shows at Central High's Black Box Theater in late 2010. Within the past 3 years, they've been named one of First Avenue's Best New Bands of 2012. played at the Basilica Block Party, open for Aerospex, Astronautilus, Big Quarters, Chastity Brown, and Kenya Dawson. They're working on their third album, and they are called Bomba Deluxe here on Minnesota Homebrew. Well, as is my fashion, on the bottom of the hour, as close as I can get to it, play a song. This is a surprise because this is a song. There, I'm banging my guitar around. A song I wrote probably about 1971 or two. And it's very appropriate for the night. Forgive me for the bad verses and the forced rhymes, but I just had to do this for my friend Don Karski. I visited with him a week and a half ago. It is a place just north of St. Croix Falls, and it's a very special place to me. It's like home. He made me a big peanut butter and raisin sandwich on homemade bread. It was wonderful. And we visited for about 2 hours. And anyway, I like to be full of surprises. I don't whistle very well. And if anyone... one out there knows where I can take whistling lessons, please let me know. Let me know on the Facebook page, because I'd really like to take whistling lessons. Is there such a thing? Have you ever been to a graveyard late at night? Have you ever seen all the people there tucked in tight? Are there many of your real close friends down here today? Or are they living in a brand new townhouse far away? What about all the pretty people who can't afford a meal? They're much too old to steal. They've got wounds that just won't heal. They get buried in a churchyard. They get flowers once a year. Someone might shed a tear when they see a name that's dear. Have you ever strolled through a graveyard late at night? Light a candle or dance with your friends in the pale moonlight? Are your neighbors dancing at the orgy back at home? You better hurry before your graveyard friends get up to roam. What about all the pretty people who get scattered in the heat or splattered on the street, can't get back on their feet? They get stored up in an urn or get offered to the wind. Someone might take their sins and drink them down with gin. Graveyard Friends. Here's Nigel Egg with a song you're not really familiar with. It's called Predator. It's not on a CD, but he's recording a new CD right now and hopes to have it out soon. Nigel Egg with Predator here on Homebrew.
I am a predator. I kill babies and I eat them raw. Then I go back and I kill some more, because I am a predator. I eat my crunch
itchy friskies, I pretend it's bones. Chase my catnip mouse to feed my catnip Jones. Stretch up on my scratching post, sharpen my claws, and I slip out the cat door. I slink through the cat door, and I am a predator. I kill babies and I eat them all. Then I go back and I kill some more, because I am a predator. I was a little kitten when you brought me home, cutest little fluffy wolf you'd ever known. I was happy, but I knew there must be something much more. Then I found this little cat door. I slipped through the cat door and discovered that I am a predator. I kill babies and I eat them raw. Then I go back and I kill some more, because I am a predator. I have a ribbon round my neck made of good pink silk. I'm big and strong because I drink my baby blood. Love to snuggle, but I'm ready to rumble. My great grandpappy is the king of the jungle. I am a predator, everybody. I kill babies and I eat them all. Then I go back and I eat some more, because I am a predator. Yes, I am a predator.
Woke in the morning 'cause we could never.
That's Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels with Ghost Town here on Minnesota Homebrew. In case you're wondering where you can hear this show again, the shows are archived at two places, on prx.org and also on SoundCloud now. So go and just search for Minnesota Homebrew or search for Pioneer 90.1 and you'll find us there. And we are replayed on Saturday night on RadioNorthland.org on the Northern Air station. It's HD2 Northern Air Station. You can also find that on TuneIn.com. And if you go to TuneIn, they have a real cool app you can download into your smartphone. Makes it easy to listen to this show live or replayed. Well, we're going to hear again from Captain Carl. Here's the Ghost of Elvis, Tom, and me here on MHB.
Yeah, Elvis, me and Tommy too. Now I'm here alone and they're both gone, but the memories live on and on, yes and on. But I was younger then than I am now, and that seems to ring a bell somehow. Yeah, I'm sure I've heard that once before. I once was lost, but not anymore. Oh, no, no, no. Not anymore. Old Elvis pulled the car upside and asked this blonde if she'd like a ride. She said no. Tom said yes, but I really think she knew what was the best. Oh, yes. She smacked them both upside the head. Now Tom and Elvis, they're both dead. I ducked down low. Her aim went wide. She took to me, and I'm still alive. Oh, 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 oh. I'm still alive. But she didn't drink and I didn't smoke, so she dumped me down in a Roanoke, where I caught a ride in a Chevy van. And that's when all my troubles hit the fan once again. Yeah, the president's calling on the radio. Where were we all? Did anyone know? They needed us for World War III. The ghost of Elvis, Tom and me. The ghost of Elvis, Tom and me. Well, a four-star general Tom was made. Elvis led the light brigade. They tracked me down one crummy day. Asked me if I'd lead the way. That'd be okay. Well, I told them that I'd lead the charge, cause I'd seen the subs on Lake LaBarge. Yeah, the commies were coming, the Reds were strong, and I knew it might not last very long. Oh, no, no, no. Not very long. So we brought on the tanks and we censored the mail and we threw the radicals all in jail. We rounded up the long-haired Greeks and we locked up all the pencil neck geeks. Took about 2 weeks. But still the danger lingered on, so we took the corporations on. Yeah, we packed them in to make them free. The ghost of Elvis, Tom and me. The ghost of Elvis, Tom and me. Still it seemed as if we'd failed. So Elvis said, unlock the jails. Then Tommy said, look over there. And I caught me a glimpse of some golden hair in an old Ford Bel Air. Well, I chased her through that shell-shocked town. The ghost of Elvis looking down. Old Tommy's hearse had extra speed. That luck was all I'd need. Whoa, that's all I'd need. Well, I turned a corner real fast just to see that Bel Air breathe its last. Yeah, I'd hop the curb, hit a post, and me and Tom and Elvis go spot. Man, that car was toast. Yeah, it went right up in flames and soot, but I had to go and take a look. Amazed and stunned, I saw her there, running a hairbrush through her hair. Whoa, that golden hair. Well, I kept my jealous heart in check, and I pulled her from the burning wreck. She said to me through all that smoke, but I left you down in Roanoke. This some sort of joke? And I said, sorry, ma'am, I'm afraid it's true. She said, maybe I was wrong about you. Come walk with me and ease my mind, but you can leave your two dead friends behind. They really didn't mind. Well, she said she was sorry for starting the war, but we never found out what she did it for. But she put us in touch with an agent she'd known for. She walked away down that long, dark road, all on her own. The USA, yeah, we're great big stars now on TV. The ghost of Elvis, Tom and me, the ghost of Elvis.
Jake Breaking singing, I believe. along with Virgil Trucker, Breakaway. And I'd like to tell you about where they'll be appearing this weekend. The Avon Area Arts 2013 Fallback Festival will be next weekend. We will be featured at two locations, Doug says, this year in St. Cloud. Come see us on Friday at Cream City Tattoo and on Saturday at Seven Elephants Coffee Shop. Artists include Second Fiddle from Clearwater, Music is Medicine, the Jolly Roger Bandits, Dirty Mercury, MJ Bach, Lisa DiGiuseppe. We play her songs on the show, Avery and Aaron, and a gentleman named Nathan Ness. It's a free event, but they do accept free will offerings. And speaking of Nathan Ness, here he is with his tune, Dead of the Night. I hope you've been enjoying Halloween and that we didn't scare you too much tonight. Here's Nathan Ness, Dead of the Night.
She's walking away, and I'm on my knees. But Lord, I don't care. No, I don't care. I'll never get to see her glowing eyes again. But Lord, I don't care. No, I do not. Now whiskey won't satisfy the itch anymore. But it's alright, yeah, it's alright. Guitar is broken again, but it's alright. I swear that it is, cause that lovely lady walks in yet again. Her long blonde hair blows along with the wind, and day will soon come when the river turns to dust. Silver and gold will all turn to rust. Dead like the summer on a December night. But I'm sure that it's fine, I'm sure it is fine. Could you take off your coat and stay for a while? I'm sure that it's fine, and I know that I'm sure. And that beautiful noise in the back of the room, it haunts my mind, yeah, it haunts my mind. Drink some more coffee and lay back your head. Haunt my mind, don't you know that you do? Lovely lady walks in yet again. Her long blonde hair blows along with the wind. That day will soon come when the river turns to dust. Silver and gold will all turn to rust. The dead of the night, but I do not care. In the dead of the night, the love is all shared. It's the dead of the night, and in the dark and it's cold. But I do not mind, no, I don't mind, cause that lovely lady walks in yet again. Her long blonde hair blows along with the wind. That day will soon come when the river turns to dust. Silver and gold will all turn to rust. I write the songs that make.
Folks, we want to thank you for joining us on our Halloween show. And we'll be back again live next week, God willing. Next, we're going to wind out the second hour this week's episode with a tune by the Del Counts, Twin Cities 60s teen sensation Chuck Shane. And I'm pretty sure he wrote this song. It's called What Is the Reason? Thanks for joining us, and good night.
Falling in love, what is the reason?